I want to, first thing I want to say is I appreciate all the prayers that everybody prayed for me last week before I went to Washington, because I got to see God do some awesome things. I mean, He was really, really, He was answering y'all's prayer. I will have to say, there's so many things happened, I don't even know where to start, so I'll just start somewhere and see how many I can cover. You know, to start out with, I will have to say that Washington, D.C. is a unique place. I will have to say, if you've never been there, which I've never spent much time there at all, but it is a very unique place, and I found out in this little trip, it's definitely a place I would not want to live. You know, I definitely would not want to live there. And of course, one of the reasons is one of the days when we went out praying over the city and over offices, and I went to some of the houses. I didn't go to every one of the three big major buildings where the House of Representatives are, but I went in a couple of them, and I went in some of the offices there, and I did go see our representative, yeah. And then, of course, I did go to the White House, but I did not go in through the tour of the White House, because there must have been 1,000 young people there at least standing in line to go through that. I said, I ain't standing in line to see nobody's house, not that long. So I just prayed over it. And then I went over to the Senate, went over to Cronin's office and Kay Bailey's office and all those places, and met everybody in there. And, of course, I was well received. I told them, they said, what can we do for you? I said, well, first of all, I'm a Christian, and I came here with one thing in mind, and that's to pray over this office and you people in here. And I was well received. When the gentleman that was there in Cronin's office, he said, if Mr. Cronin was here, he'd be out here with you then, because he's a praying man too. I said, well, praise God, you know, that's good. And so I got to pray over people, and I got to, while I was in that office, there was a precious little, 25-year-old or what, she might have been 26 or something, I don't know, you know, I can't tell, young girl, beautiful little young girl sitting in there working for him. And I asked her, honey, are you a Christian? Oh, yes, sir. You go to church? Yes, sir. I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I said, do you have any fears in life? And she said, yes. I said, what? She said, I have a fear of having breast cancer. I said, if I could tell you, I could guarantee you, as a daughter of the King, you will never have breast cancer, would you listen to me? She said, yes, sir, I would. I said, let me tell you how to never have breast cancer. And I explained to her what causes it and how she can walk in obedience to God's word. If she won't get into a grudge against nobody, I said, if you'll walk in faith with Jesus, I guarantee you'll never have to be concerned about breast cancer. You won't never have it. Boy, she said, I never heard anything like this. I said, well, if you would like to learn a little more about this, I said, my wife and I said, we travel around all over the country and teach people how to get healed. And I said, I have a website. It's TLSM.org. She said, just a minute. She turned over to the computer and pulled up TLSM.org, and bam, there me and Cheryl popped right up on the front page. And she said, I'm going to listen to some of these teachings. She said, I have never heard anything like this in my life. About that time, a young girl walked in, and she's standing there, and I'm talking to her. And this girl stood there about a minute or a minute and a half, and she said, can I go ahead and leave my stuff? And the girl said, sure, just leave it laying right there on the counter. And I said, by the way, young lady, I said, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? She said, I don't want to talk about that. And she turned to walk to the door, and when she got to the door, I said, but you're the one I was sent to tell. You're the one. You're the reason I came to Washington, to tell you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He arose again the third day so you don't have to go to hell, so you can go to heaven. She said, I don't believe that stuff. And I said, when you stand before the King one day, He's going to remind you of this day that I sent my Son to tell you about me. And I said, if you continue to reject Him, I said, you will not make it to heaven. She just opened the door and went flying out. What does God send us about to do? To tell them about Jesus. That's what we're sent to do, to pray for them. And of course, I prayed for everybody. I prayed for people all over that place. And then, of course, as I started to go back to the hotel, I had to catch a taxi because it was, several blocks, I guess. It took 5 minutes, I guess, or 6 or 7 minutes or whatever to ride a taxi, maybe 10 minutes, whatever it was. So it was quite a ways over there. Further than I wanted to walk. And so I caught me a taxi. And when I did, I got in there. And first thing I did when I sat down, I said, "Are you a Christian?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." "You go to church?" "Yeah, yeah." "Where'd you come from?" "Haiti." I said, "How long you been here?" He said, "27 years. I said, "Oh, you know Jesus?" "Yes, sir, I know Jesus. I go to church." He went, "Praise God." I mean, it was amazing. I was impressed the number of people I met in Washington. Everybody I came in contact with. Every guard. I mean, you know, you every building, no matter where you go, in every building you go in, it's just like going through an airport. Metal detectors, guards, everything, everywhere. Every guard, everybody I met, I talked to about Jesus. I only run into one guard up above the Senate that didn't know Jesus. All the rest of them were quick to say, "Yes, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I love Jesus Christ." I thought, wow, I was impressed. So if you think that you're the only one left, forget it. You know, God's got them scattered all over the place. He's got them in Washington, I'll tell you for sure. And so, we went out and we prayed over all these different people and offices, and it was quite an interesting day, I will have to say. You know, we got up early and stayed up late, you know, and then the next day, the first afternoon I had some speaking. I spoke to a group there, 300, I guess, wasn't a big group, but I spoke to them. And then talked about faith and about healing, about a health care plan. You know, that you got the best in the world. You know, you don't have to have the one Washington's got. You know, we got one that's far better than Washington to ever come up with, and it's free. And we talked about it. And, of course, I guess it built some of the faith, because the next day when I was down listening to other speakers, I was sitting right against a post in the big room, right on the far end of the front row, and all of a sudden I felt somebody tap me on the back, and I turned around to look and see who it was. And as a lady, she said, "Sir, I hate to disturb you during the conference, but a young boy just fell, and we think he's broke his arm. Will you come and pray for him?" I said, "Of course." And so it was Faye Harden's grandson. Her son-in-law, his boy, which is about, 14, I guess, 13, 14, 15, somewhere along in there, or maybe he's 12, I don't know how, but he's a young boy. And I went out there, and of course, here's Michael, the son-in-law, sitting there, and the boy, and he's got a big ice pack on his arm, it's all red and everything. I said, "What'd you do?" He said, "I slipped and fell in the shower." I said, "Well," I said, "Jesus made an awesome statement. Anything I ask him in the name of Jesus, ask the Father, anything in the name of Jesus, he'll do it." I said, "Do you believe in the Son?" He said, well, "Yes, sir, I do." I said, "Okay." I reached over and took his ice pack off. I laid my hand on his arm and asked the Father to do a complete, total, instant recovery with no pain. I said, "Now, Lord, thank you, it's done." I said, "Now bend your arm." He said, "Oh, sorry, it hurts." I said, "No, you got to put faith." I reached over and grabbed his arm, started to bend it. And he says, "It don't hurt." And he started throwing his arm around like this. I thought, is Jesus wonderful to serve? I just stood up and I told him, as he's moving his arm like it, there's nothing wrong with it at all. And I said, "Son, remember, you have the best health care plan ever in the world. And his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And of course, the son-in-law, the man, later that evening as we were walking out, he said, "Thurman, I have never seen anything like this in my life." And then, of course, yesterday when I was getting ready to leave, Faye came up to me and she said, "Thurman, you've got to give me your cell phone number. I want to know how to get in touch with you. Anytime I get into a place where I got to have a man of faith pray for me, I want to know how to get in hold of you." I said, "Well, praise God." You know, so, I mean, I think it's time we have a whole lot of men of faith in the church, don't you? And we need to let people see a demonstration of the Spirit's power where we walk. I mean, as men and women of God, when we pray, we ought to expect the King to do something awesome. And when we expect it, He will. Now, you've got to walk in obedience to His Word, too. You know, that's a whole big thing. Now, I've learned something, and I was asked this question. What do you think about global warming and all the things that are... Now, this wasn't, you know, a group of people. This is just a little group of people were sitting talking, and they said, "What do you think about all this stuff with global warming? You think that's what's causing all the problems in the world?" I said, no. I said, there's no such thing as global warming. They said, what do you think is the problem? I said, global sin. That's the problem. Global sin. I said, we're all sinning everywhere. Now then, that's why we're experiencing what we're experiencing. And then when I was talking to the entire group, I told them, I said, we come to Washington to pray, and I've heard some speakers get really downright mean with the devil, you know, and bind the spirits and everything else. And I said, all that's well and good. And I said, you know, the church is praying that God will restore America and we will become like we were 50 years ago. And one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, where we can all go about our daily business, we can work, we can play, we can just go to church when we want to, like we did 50 years ago. But I said, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. I said, we're in the end times. And I said, you can do all the praying you want to, but you need to pray for protection of the church in the next few years. Because I said, global punishment or global judgment is coming to the world. And I don't care what you do. You can't stop it. There's nothing you can do to stop what's coming. Because if I'm right in what I believe we're living in the last seconds of the last days. I believe that the coming of Jesus Christ is just a few years out there. And I said, that last 7 years is going to be the most critical. And I said, we are getting set up. And I said, I believe with all my heart when God says in Zechariah 14 that in the last days, he just before his return, he will bring every nation in the world against his nation, Israel. I said, we've always been a friend of Israel. We've always supplied Israel with military airplanes and guns and tanks and nuclear weapons and everything else. We have empowered them to protect themselves against all the world. But I said, right now, we got a Muslim as a president. You know, he's an acting president. And I said, he has made the statement that we're going to take out the name jihad terrorist with Muslims. You're not going to be allowed to speak that no more. And he also made the statement that we, the United States of America, will not use nuclear weapons, even in defense against this nation.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Pray for Protection for You, Your Family, and the Church, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.